Ty, what did Chelik of Vestas is more? Well,
or it's not good for Shalom Bayis.
Chelik of Vestas of, in terms of the Cheshbonus, just one important thing in terms of when Vestas, whenever Isha has a Riyah, mark it down right away, because otherwise, you know, the Cheshbonus sometimes get a little complicated, people forget, and therefore just mark it down right away, push it, and then you don't run into any problems. It's just a basic Agdama in terms of the basic Vestas in terms of what they are, and we'll get more into the Pratis of every single one. So Namal, the concept of Vestas that Chazal understood that, or Dreis and Rabbanu, we spoke about that there's a certain type of Isha that she could set a certain pattern and she could see on schedule, and she see 1 month, so see it again the next month, the next month, and there'll be a pattern. And every single month she'll see the same time. So it says that Dereisa is a Derabanan. Do we say that it's a Chazaka Midereisa, and through Cheshis Midereisa is going to happen, or Midereisa there's no Cheshash, and it's only Midereabanan, there are Cheshis Midereisa, you don't have to be Cheshish. Now, this is when we discuss what makes up a pattern, not just because everything happens three times, it becomes a pattern. Because on certain situations, it happens three times, this is our Teva, this could cause it, and therefore this could create a pattern. What are the standard ones? This is Yom HaChodesh, because on the person sees on a certain day of the month, the day of the month could cause the dam to come, the sun, the moon, we'll see, but that's a Teva of a lady which could cause the dam to come, and if she sees three times on the day of the month, so we can say, oh, we have a pattern over here, and therefore after Chodesh, that such a thing is going to happen again. There's another tava of haflaga, the chazal verstanden, that there's a certain amount of days. Haflaga is very easy to understand, that Isha sees every certain amount of days. Pshat is that her cycle is every certain amount of days. Like, when it gets to a certain point, it gets weaker, it breaks down, and it could be 28 days, 30 days, 30 days, whatever it is, that there's a tava that, based on the amount of time, that's when her period is going to come, and that's the concept of Vesaflaga, the amount of time in between me is that's something which is an amalatava to cause you to see, and that also could be a vest. Then there's a third concept of Einabeniness. Einabeniness is that Chazal Fashtanin, that Stam Nashim see 30 days, being the Stam Nashim see 30 days, if you don't have another pattern, well, we'll discuss that, but then we have to assume in a stam that you're going to, if you have something else going on, we'll say maybe you're, that's something else. If you have nothing else going on, we'll say you're stam nashim, and being the stam nashim, you see 30 days, if day 30 has a din of a ves kavua. We saw that Ayin HaBenis is a little bit more common than a regular ves. And for what was the Ayin HaBenis?
Asa Asha Yivdaik,
and so it's Asa intent that you check, and therefore whatever. Now, you know, in the Benes Bizman there's a certain say which came out which said that Stam Nashim see 30 days, so well, let's take a poll of air. Do Stam Nashim see 30 days now?
That's
all. But Ma'is is pretty mukubal and kaiso to say that we are chayshes shvein abenin. That's not that percent of a chayim, but So kids, the two things are teva. The standard ones, you have a chayish or an abeninus. How far do I think we're going to see other vestas, certain vestas, things could cause, like kvitzes, achilas shom, certain things which a person does, eats, happens, could go ahead and cause a vestas. But right, the pattern of the vestas, not because every time you can make a mathematical computer programming, come up with a pattern, we're going to say that's going to consider a pattern. Just something happens three times, live dafka, that's going to consider a vest. I once got a shayla that 3 years in a row on her birthday she saw. Okay. Or 3 months in a row. 3 months in a row on the, well, every time mother-in-law comes. Okay. Okay. Three times in a row that on the day of the month on the English calendar. Forgotten that one also.
Ooh.
English calendar, fourth day. January 4th, February, March 4th, they saw. Oh, we go, you know, that's not going to be...
How can the mother-in-law be like...
Oh, this is a winner. Kavalach Hashayali called up. Every time she takes drugs, she sees.
Ooh, wow.
And he wants to have his investor go. What did I say? No. This is 1980s, sweetie. This is 2020. No, drugs is not in town. I forgot what it was, Matt. It's a very, very shvash shayla. It's very not push it, then you have to speak to your rep to find
out.
There's a reason why they're calling the beta three times Pringles every time Pringles. Look, it's a... Eating habits three times makes a pattern. It's only things which stage... Only things which it says in the Gemara... We'll make a pattern, and not everything we make a mathematical program make a pattern. And now we'll see Mitzvah in the next couple of weeks. We can see what is a pattern, what's not a pattern, and what gets a din of a chazaka. There is a computer program out there to help you figure out your Vestas, right? Is there like a Vesta app out there or something?
There's many.
No, calendars or whatever. I'm saying.
Same idea. In your best.
What?
We're like 20 years.
How would it? Right. It's called Mythic Calendar, yeah?
$18 a year, not bad.
I said, Nick Day, so not too thrilled with it. What happens on Shabbos, by the way?
No, the
Shabbos
is
asking
for the email before.
What?
It's in the email.
Email before?
Reminder.
Today's the best. Shop is
before.
Right. And how do they convey, like, who does who at the...
You choose your first.
Is after three times. Then that's a pattern. It's a Kavua. The Atri Cheshish. Don't know what the Oikav Eskavua is. You have to pass three times. To pass his man three times, then he can be oikrit. Vest Shein Ikavur is the pshat is if you don't have any vest. So if you see one time, we're chayshish now that you're starting a vest. And being that we're chayshish starting a vest, therefore you have to be chayshish the next time for the time that you're going to see. So Vest Kavur, not to oikrit, you have to pass by three times to be oikrit. Vest Shein Ikavur, even if you pass by one time, it's going to be oikrit the Vest Shein Ikavur. We saw in the Chavetz Das, but Sichu brings down. If you have a Vest Shein Ikavur, if we get to do Bediko, still that's going to be oikrit the vest. Once you pass by the vest, you didn't see. Then that's going to be Iker the best. And the show has been a good stanza. So when a person gets married, so she comes in with her calendar, whatever. So how do you know that she doesn't have a Veskavua from she's been seeing for, you know, 7 to 10 years, depending on when she got married? And how do you know maybe she, how do you know in terms of her Vestas, like what was going on beforehand? They don't start keeping calendar by the time they sing. And they just start. They start a couple months beforehand. What?
It was 3 months beforehand. That was Necker.
If they passed the vest, maybe she had a flag of 38 when she was 14, and then she never got to it, and whatever. That'll be totally the base. Maybe she had a vest kavua of 33, and she never passed it. Well, okay. I mean, we have to say, I guess, Safi Darbon Lakula. We'll assume Safi Darbon Lakula, and in as much, like we said, even as much. What I say? For many reasons. Why you don't tell a 12 year old to keep track. Number one. What? Number one, they're not going to know how to keep track. Number one. Well, how much you have to see, and this, and that, so many things, whatever. Kids are. So man, stop, whatever. We say Vest is Darbon and Safi Darbon and Safi Darbon Lakula. If you're talking, of course you have to keep it. But if you don't know, we say Safi Darbon Lakula and we're going to say not the Eric. If you know, yeah. If not, What does a Balas Tshuva do, right? She came about you when she's 38. What's been happening for the last 20 years? Oh, whatever. Lay it there. We don't know. Like we said, we suffered the one lakula, and we're going to be meikol. Chazanes has an interesting discussion. What's with a Giyoyos and Iskaria? She's going through the Giyoyos process. She saw 3 months in a row on 28, and then she becomes a Jew. Do we say, yeah?
Oh? You should know that, though.
For anybody, I don't know. Maybe it's just a... depending on what it was, I'm saying. Maybe I have a snap. We're going to see something called a snapback vest. Something called a snapback vest. Somebody has a vest 3 times 32. You're accurate. You see one time with 32, you're back to the vest. So maybe she had a vest cover once. It's called snapback. Maybe she had... I may have that term. I don't know. It's called vest... okay. That's the chriz of the kviyosi. Okay. But, yeah, so a lady who saw 3 times when she was a goy, and now she came a ger. Or she saw 2 times when she was a goy, and a third time she came a ger. So she says, do you say it's telling the teva of her body, meaning that the teva of her body is to see this thing? They want a program, autopilot, therefore she's probably going to see, or not? So the Chazanish in Tzadik Dalet says that Vestas has to also do with Hashkacha and Mazel. It's a combination. It's not just Teva alone. And we see the Gemara Ksuvas Da Beis and Beis, right? The Gemara says that Isha was Paris Nida. Is it husband's Mazel, her Mazel? But again, whether Gia's man playing this suit, you got Mazenus, you got Mazenus, his Mazel, her Mazel. So it's not just a autopilot Teva. It's also Talia Mazel. Therefore, the Chazan says that now the person was Megayer, so therefore, Gesh and Skyer, it's a different Mazel, different Teva. Therefore, even a Veskavur when she was a Goy, you know about it. She's in the Gerish process. She told about Nida. She wrote down 28 by day on the dot on the second. And, well, yeah, it's a Vessel Shah. But anyhow, it's like the Chazanish that we say it's Gesh and Skyer, and it's a different Teva, different Mazel, and therefore you don't have to. You do not have to be chayish. Some manish that the some that famous some sefer, right? Some sefer, he took it to some sefer who says like. That the some sefer says that. Sorry about that. The some sefer says that the Moses Kaiso was stood in our scene was Paska Zumasan and Mashikin Goyim was not. And therefore, the Gemara is clearing by Pilatus, by is the same halacha by Jews and by Goyim, the halacha Pilatus. Maybe over there it's going to be different. And some sefer says that you can't bring a raya from the teva of a goy to the teva of a yid. It's a different teva, different metzias, and therefore you can't bring a raya from a goy to a yid. So who didn't over here? The fact that she was a goy, it was a different metzias. Now that she's a yid. And therefore, being that it's a different metzias, therefore you don't have to be chayshus. I saw the story with the smoking. One of the gedolei Yerushalayim, I can say his name, was a chain smoker, and he used to tell him like mechadesa is dangerous. He said, "Why is it dangerous?" Mechadesa said, "They have studies." Ah, studies? Who cares? It came right from a goy to yid. What? Is it? That's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. You can't be right. You can't be right from a goy to yid, and therefore, what? When you can't be right from a goy to yid, and therefore he said that therefore it's not. You can't be right. But Maisa, this yid got lung cancer. It's like not so old. You know, it would have been nice to have him around a little bit longer, good for all of us. But Al Kapanim. The Colin's family said that he's chishus that in Olam Haba the Danam has Mahabas Asmai Ladas. Somebody caused himself to get killed, and you know he held that whatever. Said he made a mistake, and he was chuzer. If David tells the story, the person who. In terms of the kids of Gersh and Iskaya, the halacha is that. That it's going to be okay. Right. The Gemara Daf Tesbav brings that Isha is Chesed Tara v'Batsa B'Toichim Yaihu Umatsa Toichim Yimei Nasa. That if it's Toich Tzman Oina, then the halacha is that have a din yom to be chayshus, and it's toich the zmanayah. What's talking about zmanayah? Zmanayah is going to be oinah. So we discuss oinah benis. Oinah benis is 30 days. What does 30 days mean? Does 30 days mean the 30th day, or 30 days between Ria and Ria? That's the shayla. What does it mean? 31 or 30? Is the 30th day going to be day 30, or is 30 days between Ria and Ria? And that we'll discuss in the hemshach. Hakom the Gemara says that if you toich the oinah yom to be chayshus, once you reach zmanayah, then you have to be chayshus. I think Gemara says that it's that's telling you whether a Giyush HaSvesta or not a Giyush HaSvesta. So Rashi learns in the Sugya over there that a lady who has a Veskavua, even though she has Ayin HaBeninus, it's like Rashi, you still have to be Choshish for the Ayin HaBeninus, even though you have a Veskavua. In other words, you could hear me swear that Stam Nashim, the halach is that that's when you're Stam Nashim. You're not Stam Nashim, you have a Veskavua. You have a pattern. Still, Rashi states that you have to be Choshes for the Ayin HaBeninus, even though you have a Veskavua. The Rashi says you don't have to be Choshes. Why do you have to be Choshes? You know, I have Stam Nashim, see, I have my pattern, and therefore I'm not Stam Nashim, and therefore I don't have to be Choshes. The Ramban was like a middle sheet. The Ramban says that if your Veskavua was after the Ayin HaBeninus, is day 33, so I don't have to be Choshes on the Beinus. Because why have to Choshes on the Beinus on day 30? I'm going to see on day 33. If I Veskavua is, for example, 27, and I pass the 27, so now I see I'm not on my regular schedule. Therefore, now I have to be Choshes that I'm going to see on the Beinus. And therefore, I have to be Choshes on the Beinus. And in that case, I have to be Choshes. What's the halacha there? What's the halacha of Rashi? Rashi goes, even though I have a Veskavua, I said to be Choshes on the Beinus. Why? Well, I have a pattern. Why did it be Choshes on the Stam Nashim? Not Stam Nashim. So, the halacha is, we saw in Rashi. Rashi is Vesta Dereis, Lossos in Rashi. What does Vesta Dereis mean? Machzik and Lobetum is Suffolk, Rashi says. Rashi says, the Pshadah is, even though Vesta Dereis, we're Machzik and Lobetum is Suffolk. Even if it says Dereis, it's not a bad guy, it's only going to be a Suffolk. So, if it's only going to be a Suffolk, you can hear the Pshadah is that it's not a Vade, it's a Suffolk. Therefore, I might be Stam Nashim, I might be my pattern. It's not a vadoi, so I'm going to see then. The only shalom hold no, that's the right, so it's like, this is a vadai, and this is what I am, and it's going to be, yeah, by kvot, this is what it is, this is going to be there for, let's see what the chesh on the band is for. Mashenke and Rashi is a tomosophic, being a Rashi is a tomosophic, so therefore Rashi held that you have to be chesh for both. The Ramban is in between. Ramban says that bets and maybe vest is going to be a vadai, and my pattern is 33, I don't have to worry about any bandits at all. But once I passed it, do I see I'm not on that schedule? So maybe now this month I'm snapping back into the regular, normal cheshbon of regular nashim, and therefore I have to now be worried. The lashon mechabes kol shishin leveskavua chushish le'am le'viyasa. But it doesn't veskavua so chushish le'am le'viyasa. So in a bandit system nashim, and yesh leveskavua is when you do a chachachaf. Chushish is man yedua. Definitely the pashtus of Lashon Mechaber sounds like which way? Well, the pashtus of Mechaber sounds like only if you have a kavua, then you have to go ahead and be chayshish. Mashenkein, anybody who has a ves kavua, Lameisa would not have to be chayshish, and you don't have to worry about the ayna beininess. No, definitely the stomach of the chab will be mashma. Will be mashma that pisay on to be choshes. We'll see more in the hemshach. Is not so pashut. The ma'aser a lot of the rechonim. The ma'aser, you know, the pesukim saying are machmir for the Ramban, and they say that if you pass the vest, you would have to be choshes. But we'll see more about it in the hemshach. Definitely this pashut pshanim sefal. Maybe it's not like that. But we'll see that it's not so pashut. So Beis discusses a vest haflaga. How do you kavei? You have to see four times. You have to see three zman mshavim. You see hayoyim saiv chaf, and that's discussing the concept of vest haflaga. What's a vest haflaga? Haflaga is that between ria to ria, that's considered the vest, and the amount of times you have between ria to ria is considered the vest. And the shal is, what's considered ria to ria? How do you chesh ria to ria? Do you count the time when I start or the time when I stop? Because you could even swear that it doesn't go from when I start it. Could be it goes from the point when I stop it, because I'm those things. Now, whenever I'm done, now I'm starting over. Like how the whole cycle is starting over. Kozman, I'm seeing, let's say, the latest is 5 days. So Kozman, I'm seeing those 5 days. So I'm not really starting over the whole process. I'm still finishing up that cycle. Once I finish that cycle, now it could kick in and say, like, oh, okay, let's cheshbin how many days between Riria. Or you say, no, whenever it starts, that's going to be sort of the cheshbin. Shulchan Aruch Rav goes, and so the Babbage's girlfriend understand, that they go from the end of the Riya. From the end of the Riya, that's how you start cheshbining the vest, because Kol Zman that. Kol Zman that you're seeing, it's just a hemshech of the old Riya. And being that's a hemshech of the old Riya, so therefore, Soif Riya L'chias Riya. The way cheshbin is, you'll go the Soif Riya to the Tchilas Riya. The vest Echim Shriya Segim Yom. The Soif Chav Yom, the Soif. And you go from the end to the beginning. The sort of dove is because we're trying to figure out what the pattern is. The pattern only starts over once you stop seeing. How does it make sense? Because their pattern, when you're seeing now. Now the question is, in between seeing, what happens?
And the next one is from end to end?
End to the beginning.
It's a word for when you're going to start bleeding next time.
Right. So I see today. I see I read blood 5 days. Now I'm done. Now the tab is in between Rias when I'm done seeing. So now when is the next week going to start? So if we got some end to the beginning. It's some safe and most of the... Come on, everyone in Kaiso goes not like that. They say it's from Tchilas Riya to Tchilas Riya. And that's going to be the cheshbon of, because whenever the lining breaks down, that's the tchilas of vest, that's the ikur vest, and that's the ikur gar. Everything else is tesef as dam. We're not cheshbon 5 days of vest. It's just like a tesef as dam. So therefore, that's a cheshbon the vestus. How do you cheshbin the haflaga when you're dealing with haflaga? What are we trying to cheshbin? Are you seeing more pesik shuv yud gimel? Are we trying? What's haflaga? Haflaga is a cheshbin of how many oinus in between. Are we counting the oinus? That's one way to cheshbin haflaga. Haflaga could be counting the haflaga could be to go ahead and counting the amount of d's we have in between. So we'll see, when we start seeing Rabbi Yehuda, and then Rabbi Yehuda discusses it, but we'll see also more in the Hemshech, in the Pesach of Sifat in the Gimel. And as the question is, what's the, how do you go ahead and figure out the Vesa Flaga? When we figure out the Vesa Flaga, I can start just counting Oinus. Day, night, day, night, day, night. If there are 160, let's say a month is, let's say, 60 Oinus. So say if I see every 59 Oinus, maybe that's make a Vesa Flaga. So if the Abbe, the Chesron will come out. So if I see during the day, and I see 59 Oinus later, when's that really going to be? Night. When's 59 going to be afterwards? Day. If 59 is going to be a night. No, maybe this is Kavua.
This is the
59th. Or we could say that's one side of Vesa Flagas. You could say Vesa Flagas has to do with Cheshvan more. We're dealing with days. How many days are between? That's, you know, as we count the days, and Cheshvan, how many days are between, that's going to make a Vesa Flaga. And then if we go over here, touches on it, we'll see a little more in Sefer Gimel. It's a shuvah that is exactly the video kind of cheshbon, the cheshbon of the Vesa Flaga. And the Chai brings down that something called Vesa Shois. Something has a cover Vesa Shois, while the Yom and Chosh is the Shait of Bivad, a Vesu Neker B'Shar Achas Afil Levedika. It's something called Vest the Shois. What is Vesa Shois in Kardavos and Ravid? The Taz of the page start with that says, what's called Vesa Shois? Acha Tfile Shadvam Kisman Regil Lois Machmas Isisman. The Taz seems to learn that Vesa Shois is a from something which happens, a pa'ula, like going to the mikvah or something happens, is every single time you see a certain amount of hours or minutes later from that maisa. And it was from the maisa, that's going to be kaveya a vest. That's going to be kaveya vest lisha. And the Kardav is the Rebbe. The Rebbe brings down over here that there's something, the Cheshbon is something called the Vesla Shah. He says something like a Vesla Shah, not a Yoma. Vada Kavusha Mahanilei, that the Vesla Shah works. Vesla Shah and Kavod Yoma, Vakalei Vesla Kavod Shah. You have a Vesla of Shah, and he says that that's going to be the Kaveh, and the Vesla and Kavod Yoma is like a Uka of the Vesla Shah. The Baal Morve says, it doesn't stand, what exactly is this Vesla Shah? Mahu. Imot Slemi Isha Kaveh Vesla Bashay Slay Yoma, I think it's Isha Kaveh for hours, not days. It's a Tamei, it's a Pella. We don't find Kvishas Bayamim, Chodiv Rebisenu. Come on, Isha Asura, Koyim Ba Isha Isha, come on, the Isha's Asur every single day at 6 o'clock. Let's say she's every day at 6 o'clock. So come on, the Isha's Asur every single day at 6 o'clock. And she sees 3 months in a row at 6 o'clock. So we say that every day in Vesel at 6 o'clock. In Kalitza Bidab Chalatam, but he says, we don't find, doesn't find such a thing. And therefore, the Baal Mar says, doesn't really understand the Cheshbin of. Doesn't understand the cheshbon of Vesla Shah because it's not mistaver to say that a lady just has a shah and every single time is going to be also davka at that time. Kof Yud Beis Yud Zayin. Vesla Shah is Keitzer. What's Vesla Shah is? Regular is Shah Yidua. It says Shah Yidua Shachol Pam Shiroa and Yerua Beis Shah. Piyoyim HaBelayla. Kan Chatzim HaChatzilayla. She always sees Piyoyim HaBelayla. Again, Achar Tfilah Shah Tom Keitzer Vizel. Ligros Machlis Zman. She ain't Zman Kfula Yasa. She doesn't have Zman Kfula by the day, just by the Shah. Tom Nechay Shah 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 B'chol Yoyim Ova Shah L'Rasa Mutas L'Bedika. Chassadim is learning like that Tzad. Chassadim is saying the Tzad is that you see every time 6 o'clock, even though it's random times, one time Yizayin in the month, one time Chav Beis, one time Chafei. There's no pattern, there's no flugger, but if you have a Shah that you always seem to see, and we don't know when it is. It's just a concept of that the shah has been kaveh, and therefore every single day you can be usher for that hour. Every single day you can be usher during that hour, and you
every
always.
Day?
Says, that's his lesson. No,
the
that's not what he says.
I mean, every day of your life?
What do you say? Yeah, it could be a vestum sedashim. Something called your vestum sedashim. Then you're musulakas. Then that's called your musulakas. But whenever you're this man, fine, okay.
Every single day
that you may possibly could see. Different months. I didn't chashish la'achishim. The lach is that you chashish for the last month. Right? You see, Aleph, Yidal, Ches, so the lach is you chashish for the last one. You have Veshani Kavua. But if all those three were dafkin one aina during 1 hour, so it's a kula that each time Chavik Bosu Yom Eilu, Reisa Tam B'Shal Azu, Kam Shav Bav Mayim, any chashish the Ches Tamas, the only chashish Ches Tamas, the only chashish for L'Shal Azu, for L'Aina Shleima, and he's saying a kula. That the pshat is that if you always see in a certain hour, so, and you have a Vashani Kavua, so when you have the Vashani Kavua, you don't have to be Chayshish for the whole Aina. You just have to be Chayshish for the hour, and you don't have to be Chayshish. One last Malach is a Malach of the Aflah. The Aflah learns that it's talking about you have a Vesta Shais, that a pattern. How many hours do you see in between Rias?
No.
You have 1,833 hours. And. Shabbat and that can be said. Because it's a kind of a malach. We have one malach that Taz is told you from a maisa. We have the malach of the Baal Mar, Ramban, and Minichachas Adam, that if you see a certain hour, we have to do Chayshish the Chumra for that hour. Maybe not doing Vestim Shadeshan. We have the malach of the Chavaz Das, which is to say it's a kula. That Pshat is to see Vest always at that hour, you don't have to do Chayshish for a Svesh, just that hour. And that far, that's totally in the amount of times that a person sees.